This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The latest swap of Hamas militant held hostages for Palestinians imprisoned by Israel took place Tuesday evening as part of a ceasefire agreement between the warring sides. 10 Israeli hostages, 9 women and a 17-year-old girl, and 2 Thais were handed over to the Red Cross in Gaza and were back in Israeli territory. Israel and Hamas have agreed to extend their ceasefire until Wednesday, raising the prospect of further exchanges. Since Friday, Hamas has released 81 hostages, mostly Israeli nationals, while Israel has freed 180 Palestinian prisoners. The World Health Organization warned Tuesday of health concerns in Gaza Strip.
The World Health Organization warns that even more people could die from disease than from bombs if the besieged enclave's health system is not repaired.
No medicines, no vaccination activities, no access to safe water and hygiene, and no food.
WHO spokesperson Margaret Harris on Tuesday added that nearly 3/4 of hospitals, or 26 out of 36, have shut down entirely in Gaza due to bombings or lack of fuel. Under the terms of a pause in fighting, Israel has allowed more aid to flow into Gaza, including food, water, and medicine, although aid agencies say it is not enough to meet the immense needs.
Reuters' Freddie Joyner. NATO boss Jens Stoltenberg responding to accusations of Western double standards said on Tuesday international law had to apply in all conflicts, but the wars in Ukraine and Gaza were very different.
Ukraine never posed a threat to Russia. Ukraine never attacked Russia. The Russian invasion of Ukraine was an unprovoked invasion, full-scale invasion of another country.
Arab leaders have accused Western countries of failing to apply the same standard to Israel's war in Gaza as they have to Russia's war in Ukraine. This is VOA News. Indian rescuers have pulled 41 workers who were trapped in a tunnel for 17 days.
Ambulance sirens blare out at the site of the collapsed tunnel in Uttarakhand state in northern India. 41 workers were rescued from the collapsed mountain tunnel after being trapped in there for over 2 weeks. The workers were pulled out through a passageway made of welded pipes that rescuers previously pushed through dirt and rocks. About a dozen men had worked overnight to manually dig through rock and debris using handheld digging tools. The men became trapped after a landslide caused a portion of the tunnel they were building to collapse. They survived on food and oxygen supplied through narrow steel pipes. I'm Karen Chamas.
An elevator suddenly dropped around 200 meters while carrying workers to the surface in a platinum mine in South Africa, killing 11 and injuring 75, 14 of them critically. It happened Monday evening at the end of the workers' shift at a mine in the northern city of Rustenburg. All injured workers were hospitalized. Mine operator Impala Platinum Holdings CEO Nico Muller said in a statement it was the darkest day in the history of Implats. He said an investigation had begun into what caused the elevator to drop and the mine had suspended all operations as of Tuesday. Hungary has threatened to block European Union aid for Ukraine and veto EU membership amid a spiraling dispute between Budapest and Brussels over blocked COVID recovery funds and rule of law. As Henry Ridgewell reports, for the EU Council President traveled to Hungary in a bid to calm relations ahead of a crucial December summit.
Brussels released $1 billion of the frozen funds last week in an effort to overcome Hungary's objections, but it's not clear if that will be enough. EU heads of state are due to meet December 14th to discuss opening formal talks on Ukraine's membership application. Hungary has said there is no way those talks can proceed with a country at war and has urged Kyiv to seek peace talks with Moscow. Ukraine has said it will not open negotiations until Russian forces leave its territory. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Finland says it will close its last remaining border crossing with Russia amid concerns that Moscow is using migrants as part of a hybrid warfare to destabilize the Nordic country following its entry into NATO. Finland already had shut 7 of its 8 of the checkpoints on its 1,340-kilometer border with Russia following a surge in migrant arrivals. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.